We're going to hear another composer new to Into the Light now, Julie Harting, a contemporary New York composer born in 1957. She has written several orchestral pieces, three string quartets, songs, solo pieces, and various chamber ensemble pieces. She has a doctorate in musical composition from Columbia University. She says she has been influenced by the Second Viennese School, as well as by music of Bach, Beethoven, Brahms, Mahler, Messiaen, Ives, and jazz. We're going to hear a piece for solo violin entitled Hoc Est Corpus Meum, composed in 1996. I'll read you some portions of her notes on the piece. In 1996, I finished a solo violin piece that I entitled Hoc Est Corpus Meum. My original inspiration for this piece was Percy Shelley's poem Epipsychidion. I wasn't trying to convey the poem. I simply kept it in my manuscript paper and read it over from time to time to inspire me with a sense of beauty. After I began writing the piece, it came into my mind to name the piece Hoc Est Corpus Meum. My aesthetic sensibility, my sense of what I feel is rightly proportioned, beautiful, and honest, is related to the human body. There are certain musical elements that need to be present in order for me to feel my pieces as bodies. I need to have a central idea. The center can be a chord, a 12-tone row, a 9-tone row, an 18-tone row, a musical fragment, a melody, or a rhythm. It doesn't need to appear at the beginning of the piece, but I need to know it to gauge where I am and whether the music is close to or far away from its center. This helps me feel the form. Unity and repetition are the other important concepts to me. Without unity and repetition, or some perceived relatedness of the musical material, I cannot distinguish distance from a point. Or rather, I can't perceive a variation of light and mass related to a balanced whole. In Hoc Est Corpus Meum, the center is the opening three-note figure, its extension into a 12-tone row, and the inversion of this row, which forms a complete phrase. And let's hear it now with Deborah Buck, violinist.